Hey, all you traders and investors, thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc. Segment's called Eye on the Market, where we go over the broad 32 ETFs and ETNs, trade options, and find stocks within those ETFs. So this week was pretty good. We had an early, if I can remember, like an early like Monday flush. Everything was dumped on Monday, but then Friday, everything like Thursday, Friday, everything went up higher. So that was good, especially the Qs did that. What else? EWZ, USO. So USO moved up right in at the end of the week. So now they're like retesting the 60s or close to the 60s. They actually went above 60. $60.48 was the high on crude futures. For USO, that was $12.63. So I have USO up. Aside from that, just the regular trading going on. Managed to catch a couple of good trades on some things that actually moved up on Thursday and Friday. And XLP, XLY. So those are good ones. But without further ado, let's just get into it. It's the broad 32 ETFs. And first we have USO. USO closed at 11.49. They were up almost 1% on Friday. They've pretty much been following the top of that channel, so looking at it, been following the top of the channel, so I can trade it doing that, or trade it to the bottom of the channel, which would bring it to the 12.50. So I think it'll hover about on the prices of, like, you know, 12.20 and up. 12.20. Yeah, 12.20 looks like a good support area for USO, unless something happens. And, you know, as you know, things are quick to change in the oil market. But as far as volatility, it's pretty low. Next is XOP, and they were down almost 2% on Friday. So while oil was moving up, the oil and gas explorers were moving down, so they're kind of following that pattern. That wedge pattern, so they'll probably find support back at 2050. Since everything looks like it's almost clear. Yeah, I think they might have just broken above. So around 2150 would be a support. But if they break that, it would be 2060, 2050 around there. But they did break that channel. So there's a good chance it could continue above 2064, as much as 2125. But we'll see. XOP, regardless, it's pretty bullish on the oil markets. Next is IOH, which is oil services. They were down 0.5% on Friday. Looks like they are going to retrace, but like I said, that's the oil market is pretty bullish since they've been oversold for a while. So they're going to regulate, and they're going to retest some highs before they go lower. But oil services could continue to move up and retest the 15s. Right now they're trading at 1288. 1288. Next is UNG. I'm long UNG, but they were down 1.25% on Friday. Kind of moved down on the after hours. But UNG's been pretty bearish for a while since they peaked out at the 2289 area. Natural gas had a gap down. But yeah, it's definitely a downtrend. So the only thing that's going for it is it's at the bottom of the bottom of the structure, so that's the only reason that I'm in it. Next is XLE, was down 0.75% on Friday, and they're just retracing. But energy sector is bullish. Oil sector is pretty bullish. It just doesn't go up straight in a straight line. But yeah, the energy sector has got to retest those prices, especially of the 65.26. So if we can get up there, retest that, see if it'll move up higher. But bullish, it's trading at 60.31. Next is XLU. XLU was up 0.75%. So this is kind of like a safe trade. Consolidation trades even. But they've been trading sideways for a while. And, you know, they could go up to test the highs of 65 again pretty easily. It'll just take a little bit, or maybe not, depending on what the market does. Right now, they're trading at 63.37. Definitely bullish on utilities. Next is XLI. XLI was down 0.25% on Friday. Made this, you could call it a reversal, but definitely a lot of momentum on Wednesday and Thursday. Some value buying, but XLI is trading at 81.71. Next is XLB, trading at the top of the channel. I mean, if there's going to be any retracements, they probably would be fast and shallow. They're down 0.75% on Friday, trading at 60.44. Good support would be 59 even. They peaked out at 61.24. And they're at the top of the channel, so pretty bullish. It could continue and have a couple of legs up, but at the same time, they could retrace as well. Next is XME. XME was down 1% on Friday. Same thing, they're trading at the top of the channel. Broke structure continued. So wouldn't go bullish until it retraces back down to 28.50. It's just hard to buy at the levels it's at right now. Next is MJ. MJ is trading at 17.49. Looks like I put some trades on Monday. They were up while the market was down, so that was the trade there. They drifted up from there. They were up 0.1%, almost 0.25% on Friday, trading at 17. 49, and, you know, could be the bottom, who knows, right? I've been saying that for like a year. Next is XBI, the biotech sector. They're up 0.5%, and they've been on a tear ever since they hit 85 support. They've just been moving up. I still have some negative delta on XBI. Still holding on to that. I think it might be a little underwater, but definitely got to put a couple more to neutralize now that the volatility is starting to come down. Time to sell some premium. If retracement happens, it could make the support at 88. Now it's trading at 95.36. Next is XLV, and they've also been on a tear. They're pretty much neutral on Friday, down only not even 1%. I mean, not even 0.1%. Trading at 188. And, I have Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer. Pretty much lead that XLV ETF. So I've got to keep watching that. Keep watching those. Other than that, the ETF itself is moving up a little higher than the combination of these three. So there could be some inflated prices in there, I believe. Some companies in the ETF could be a little inflated. And I don't even have my chart set up the way I like it, but we'll keep on moving. Next is XRT. XRT, bullish, but this is probably the one that's most undervalued of all the ETFs as of now, I believe. It's trading at 44.67. They were down almost 2% on Friday. We got to see some numbers and see if this will continue. I'd like to be the buyer at around 44. It's not too far away. Since I'm not bullish on the market too much, I have to play some trades to neutralize and you know, manage it a little bit. But this is probably one of them that hasn't boosted up. Next is XLP, and XLP has been drifting up nicely. Been bearish on it, but just staying bearish for like a week or so and coming right back out of it. XOP was up 0.25% on Friday. They're trading at 62.78. And as far as holding, I do have Procter & Gamble, Walmart, a little bit of some Coke and Pepsi, a little bit of Pepsi. So that's the balance there. And those have been doing very well. So XLP, it's could have another leg up, but it also could retrace back down to 62.30. So it's hard to tell. This is probably like more consolidation now that new prices have been found. But a safe way to trade it, wouldn't be short. Next is XLY, and that's consumer discretionary. they haven't really broken out as either. So they made some pretty good structure. And I have Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's pretty much lead that ETF. So the combination of those two, three, is kind of making the structure that leads me to believe that they're ready to like turn it around. But unless it's the balance change, they'll just be drifting up slowly. Well, Amazon could all of a sudden turn around and that'll bring the ETF up. But XLY and everything else so far is bullish. Next is semiconductors, SMH, and they broke out hitting the highs on Friday of 141.99. So all-time highs happened on Friday, so bullish for the market. Next is IYR. This is something I almost got into just because it's been drifting down, but they were up a 10% on Friday. So IYR has been dropping from its highs of 96. Where will it find support? It's probably pretty soon, and if it doesn't find it in the 80 high 90s, 89s, then it'd have to be 87s. Right now they're trading at 90.60. It could be a good area of support. And since it's a real estate, I kind of want to be long. But since it did break structure here, probably the good support would be the 89s or the 88s. Next is XLF. And I shorted XLF on Monday, which makes me, which is a losing position at the moment. And they were down a third, 1/3% on Friday. So I'm just looking at the trade here, and yeah, I was right for a few days until, you know, the tweet came out and everything got bullish. Next is TLT. TLT was up a little over 1% on Friday, which this is probably a good time to place some short positions in TLT into the 135s. But if the market drops, then TLT will come up. Right now, it's kind of trading as support. So it's pretty hard to, well, the safe way would be to trade it to the long side, but it is a wait for 166, 136. Next is GLD. GLD was up almost 0.5% on Friday, trading at 139.05. That translates to 1480. In the gold futures. So that's pretty, you know, I could probably see this retest the 1500s. So it's 20 bucks away from 1500, which isn't, and if it does hold that 1500, then we'll probably see it retest the 1540s, 1550s. And now GLD is trading at 139.05. Next is GDX. GDX looks like it's broken structure, slowly on the drift up, basing out pretty good, holding those prices. So it could be, but at the same time, it's on a downtrend. So not really very optimistic of gold miners until they retrace a little bit, but long term, yes. Next is the SPY, SPY, pretty much unchanged Friday, trading at 117.32, and definitely bullish, probably see a retracement, or a spike up with all the trade talks getting resolved, but it's probably going to take a while for everything to so definitely bullish on the market. Next is the Qs, QQQ. And the Qs were up 0.25%, a little over 0.25% on Friday, trading at 207.19. I can probably see this retrace down to 204. Like I said, trade talks being settled, things like that. Markets are bullish. It's just finding the buying at the right price. Next is IWM, and they were down a little over 0.25% on Friday, trading at 163.33. So they kind of retraced a little bit on Friday. I'd like to be a buyer. Give us some time to retrace and take some people out of the market. Next is UVXY, all-time lows for UVXY, which is 47. Translated to the VIX, that's 1550, which isn't the all-time low for the VIX, I don't think. But usually, they get split and stuff. Next is FXI. That's the China large cap. And this one was a good one. They had, you know, a broke structure. Definitely, I placed the trade on Monday and it ripped right up. So, looking for a retracement. It's just broke structure now, so there'll be a continuation, but it doesn't go straight up since it's already a little overexcited. I see this drift up a little bit and then retrace. Next is INDA, that's India. Even though I've been wanting to place a trade, now they just broke structure. So, I've looked at ways to trade India, and this is like a breakout trade here. So there's still plenty of room to hit 36 and 37 and then have all-time highs for India. Right now, they're trading at 35.20. They're up 0.5% on Friday. Next is RSX. RSX made all-time highs on Friday at 25.58, almost up 1%. Really looked at the options and just wasn't as liquid as I thought. But definitely bullish on those markets. Next is EFA. EFA was up over 0.5% on Friday. I thought that I had shorts on, thinking that they were trading the top of the channel, and instead they broke through. So it wasn't a channel trade. It was more of a breakout trade where they just broke out of a continuation pattern. So that's where I got caught, got out. So EFA just broke out, hit the highs of 70.03. Right now, they're trading at 69.66. Next is EEM. EEM is also running its way up this week. They're unchanged on Friday, trading at 44.42. Bullish, but definitely looking for retracements. Next is EWW, that's Mexico. They were up 1.25%. I seen it. I probably talked about it last week. And I didn't place no trade in it because was trading other things, but EEM had a good run this week. And last but not least is EWZ, which is Brazil. And they were down 0.25% on Friday. So they were still up overall on the week. Some positions were closed. I got to add some more on. A little bit of a consolidation going to happen here. But it just broke above structure, so that's bullish for, say, like making two-year trades above 48. Right now, they're trading at 45.69. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Good luck trading this week. You know, don't be in the market. You don't need to. It's probably going to be low volume, but who knows? The algos always work. So, well, thank you once again. I'll see you next week. It's Trade Doc on the market. Peace.